Some exciting news coming for those who have been victim of a stroke. They're now able to get some effective treatments much faster, and it's all due to a new app that has been developed in conjunction with the University of Newcastle. So to have a chat with us about how the app's going to work and some of the developments in that space is Professor Paulette Van Vliet from the University Stroke Rehab Centre. Good morning, Paulette. This is very exciting, the new app. Can you tell us all about how VIA Therapy works?
Hi Mark, yes it is an exciting development. Normally clinicians who are dealing with stroke have to read a lot of information to find out what are the best evidence-based treatments to use with their patients. But this new app provides all that information at your fingertips. You can basically log on to the app and put in a couple of details about your patient, such as how long after the stroke they are and how much arm movement or hand movement they have. And then within a couple of minutes, you have a list of treatments which are suggested for that patient. And it's all based on up-to-date evidence, which was reviewed by about 25 stroke experts around the world, people who are experts in rehabilitation of upper limb function. And so that 5 years' work basically put into an app which clinicians can now get that information just in a few minutes.
This is pretty groundbreaking stuff, isn't it? Because instead of having to sort of go out and get the treatment elsewhere, you can sort of find all of this stuff at home. And it's not just a case of, oh, being Dr. Google, you don't know what you're going to get. It's really up-to-date, relevant material just there on your phone or tablet.
Absolutely. And, you know, I work as a clinician as well as a professor. And for me to find out that information, I would have had to do weeks and weeks of reading, really, just to, if I had one patient, to really find out what was the best evidence-based treatment for them. And clinicians don't have time to read very much. They're too busy treating their patients. So, yeah, it's amazing because rather than taking a guess about what is the best thing, we can use this app. So, for example, if someone had a severe impairment after stroke, the app would tell you to do things such as maybe sensory stimulation or electrical stimulation of muscles, whereas someone who only had a mild impairment, they would be suggested things like task-specific training or constraint-induced therapy, which are much more active participation things. But the clinician can rest assured that they're using the best evidence because of all the work that's been done in reviewing that by the team of experts.
I think the key is what we've pretty much covered there, Paulette, is not only it's a time-saving measure for those who need the information, but for those delivering the information as well, like people like yourself. Like you said, you don't have time to be out there researching every piece of data there is. If you just sort of cut through it and just go onto your phone and op, there it is, that's what we'll recommend.
Yeah, it's great. I was actually teaching in Perth recently with 15 physios, and I introduced them to the app, and we had a particular severe group that the course was about. And within 5 minutes, they all had their phones out, either Android or iPhone, and they downloaded the app, and they got the answer to what would be the best treatment for a patient who was, say, 3 months after stroke who had no movement of their fingers. So just within a few minutes, they were all really impressed.
I can imagine they would be, Paulette. It really sounds like the future is now. And I guess there's some broader implications of taking this elsewhere.
Yes, well, obviously the benefit for patients with stroke will be fantastic because they're more assured of getting the best treatments, and so hopefully it will help their recovery happen faster and better because they're getting the best treatments. But there is a great capacity to expand this to other areas of rehab. So it could be, for example, the recovery of balance and walking in people with stroke, or it could be adapted for people with other neurological conditions such as multiple sclerosis or brain injury. We could use the same kind of approach that we've got, the same structure in the app, and just put in the different information. And because we already have the group who've done the upper limb therapy, we could just change the constituents of that group a bit and review the lower limb, for example, information and put that into the app.
Paulette, it sounds like there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes on this as well. Thank you for sharing just a little bit of that with us this morning.
That's okay. And they're free as well. It's free on the App Store.
Which is also some great news. Thank you, Paulette Van Vliet from the University of Newcastle. She's the Professor of Stroke Rehab with some exciting news there. Instead of having to go out and find the information, it looks like it's all coming to that app, which is available on your smartphone, VIA Therapy. 2NURFM, 28 past 11.